Hello, and welcome back to the topic of Human Resource Information System. Today we are on Chapter 4, which talks about software applications for HRIS. So the objective of this chapter today is, after discussing this chapter, we will be able to understand the broad types of HRIS applications, describe the HRIS office automation software applications, we'll be able to describe in detail the critical functionalities of HRIS, develop the understanding of critical transactional processing strategies in HRIS. Introduction. So HRIS is defined as a computer-based application and a database system developed to support the human resource management system for decision-making and reporting. Let's remember that. Human resource management system is also commonly described as a tool used to attract, engage, and delight the employees throughout the employee life cycle. When an employee gets an access to his own page of his own life cycle as an employee, it quite motivates them to have an account of their career history, adding to their career milestone, going through the recognitions that they have got, looking at the skill enhancement set that they have updated, look at their performances, how had been throughout their career journey. And that is how HRIS becomes an interesting tool to attract and retain the employees as well. There is cross-functional interaction also. People are able to engage into. There are various additional features that HRIS gets, organization-wide information, communication from management. So these are some of the things which keeps the employee's spirit up. An HRMS is a technology that helps you focus on your organization's relationship with candidates and employees throughout employees' life cycle with the organization. So HRIS not only helps the individual employee, it also helps the management to have a glance at their employees, hypots, star performers, people who need boost, people who are struggling to come up to the productivity, efficiency. So it helps the management to support the employee wellness, growth, and productivity in the organization. HRIS is an essential part of overall management information system of any organization. As in types of information system, the HRIS comprises of the database, which contains one or more files in which data is vital to the system, is maintained, and a database management system that facilitates the users to access the system and utilize the data. Let's look at what are the broad types of HRIS application. The HRM has changed rapidly over the past three decades, and constant infusion of technology has reshaped the domain considerably. It started with an ex-purpose, but with the technology advancement, it has taken the enhanced version of the modality. So there is operational HRIS, there is tactical HRIS, there is a strategic HRIS, and there is a comprehensive HRIS. What does operational HRIS do? It helps the HR operations and employees. It helps operation as a part of an effective HR service delivery model. Operations in the sense, the more transactional related areas which in a day-to-day function, an individual as an employee needs to access. So it includes the responsibilities, includes administration, compliance, recruitment, onboarding, and offboarding. Operational HRIS takes care of various aspects which we just saw. Okay. An employee information system brings all the employee data under one roof. We have seen that. When there are employees and when there's a lot of paperwork to be done, and if the HRI is brought in place, the information comes under one single roof. It helps for position control system. The concept of position control system is introduced in an organization in order to identify each position within the organization. So there can be X number of workforce strength. Suppose the organization has 1,000 employees or 1 lakh employees, but there can be number of roles in which this 1,000 or lakh of employees are playing the role. There will not be 1 lakh roles. There will be class of the roles that people must be filling in. So it talks about positions, number of positions that the organization has. So position control system of HRIS gives an idea how many roles the organization is creating for the business in which it is into. Second area is performance management information system. The performance management information system is a continuous methodical process by which people who work for the organization get an indication about how they are performing. So it is that arm of human resources where people are invited for participation. The third is tactical HRIS. The next broad type of HRIS application is a tactical human resource information system. Tactical has few subparts, which include job analysis and design information system. So it talks about what does this job includes as roles and responsibilities, what skill set it is required, what kind of productivity it is expected. Tactical HRIS also talks about recruiting information system. So it talks about the process, it talks about the type and kind of talent that has to be brought on the board. Third area, subsystem is compensation and benefits. Compensation and benefits information system. So it talks about what kind of compensations offered in that particular organization, what are the salary brands as per the grades, as per the class, what is the minimum and maximum which is paid to the people. Fourth is employee training and development system. So tactical HRIS, let's look at it in little elaboration. Job analysis and design information system, what does it say? The inputs to the job analysis and design information system includes data from supervisors and workers and roles and responsibilities. Affirmative action guideline means what is that particular job expects people to perform while they are in the organization. Input also comprises of information from external sources to the firm, such as input from the labor unions, input from the competitors, input from the government agencies. So an X particular role, what is expected in the market from the government? What is expected from the unions? And for that particular role, what kind of remuneration is expected to be paid? So all this information is a comparative information which supports the organization to have the better strategies for those particular jobs. Second, recruitment information system. In order to direct the recruiting function, the organization needs to develop a proper recruiting plan. How people will get hired? What is the process? So grade-wise and various function-wise, there is a manpower planning, and grade-wise, what is the kind of skill set which is required? What are the kind of qualifications that are required and where to look up? So internally, are we offering the opportunities to the organization's employees themselves, or to look into the competitors market, or to look at the campuses? So the entire guideline as a process and a policy which is created, this also becomes a part of tactical HRIS in recruiting information system. So the recruitment plan which is adopted by the organization is fed into. The plan is designed in order to address gaps such as vacant positions to be filled in and the skills required for the employees for these positions. This also gives an idea to the management that when the number of vacancies which are vacant, type 1, type 2, the new positions which are created for the business growth, and what is the hiring timelines which are required. Because the number of days the positions remain vacant, that is the kind of gap that the organization faces for not bringing in the productivity and remuneration. Okay, so keeping the gap for number of days or number of months is actually taxing for the organization. So the recruitment plan gives an idea, the number of vacant positions, the number of new positions, and how many days there should be a TAT, turnaround time, to fill in. Now, if this plan is to be executed, the proper recruiting information system is pretty much required so that everything is executed with proper ease. The third part in tactical HRS is compensation and benefits. This particular information system may support a variety of tactical HR decisions, especially when it comes to compensation and benefits system. So, as shared earlier, it gives an idea what is the pay structure offered by the competitors. What is the pay structure that is expected from the government? So it talks about the skilled, semi-skilled, management professional. So what can be the packages, the salary bands that can be offered? Compensation and benefits play an important role in overall productivity of the organization. Tactical HRIS has few support. The next one is the employee training and development system. Okay. This also helps to understand that what are the training initiatives, the skill set learning initiative that is required by the organization, not only for employee growth, but for business growth perspective. The training must be directed at those individuals who are not only interested but capable of benefiting from it. So the beneficial part is two-way. It's not only for employee growth, it is for organization growth as well. The main purpose of this is to have strategic HRIS, the main purpose of this to have an overall good idea about the labor resources and the workforce planning. So the staffing decision for the organization is very important while looking at the feature of strategic HRIS. So major types of strategic HRIS comprises of information system supporting workforce planning and specialized human resource information system software. Information system supporting workforce planning. The organizations that are involved in long-term strategic planning, such as those planning to expand into new market areas, construct factories at the new geographies, or creating offices in the new location, or add any new product. This information about the quantity and quality of the available workforce to achieve their goal becomes important. So information systems that support workforce planning serve this purpose. Specialized human resource information system software. There have been a great deal of software applications that have been designed for the proper functioning of human resource. These can be divided into two basic categories: comprehensive human resource information system software and limited function packages that support one or few human resource activities. So these are divided into two. What is comprehensive HRIS? It's a complete integrated system that contains everything, including HR files, employee-related files, recruitment details, and employee education and experience details. So a lot of information comes in this area. When an employee walks into the organization, there can be management trainees, there can be freshers, there can be experienced people, and more the experienced person is, there's a lot of experience supporting documentation that gets keyed into. It's a central repository that contains all the essential information required to make decision for the workforce. Thus, an organization has to create a comprehensive HRIS, which will accommodate qualification, experience, references, additional skills recognition or certifications, any other employee-related information that has to be filled in, and those many fields are required, and that is how it is called as comprehensive HR. Elements of HRIS office automation software applications. Office automation systems are hardware and software that reduce manual and redundant work, so organization can focus on servicing the customers. Okay. Office automation solutions are designed to streamline and automate many of the day-to-day tasks that business relies on, such as document management, scheduling, data management, communication to the employee. With the help of these solutions, businesses can become more efficient, productive, and competitive. Why? Because the communication of this information makes people aware, makes the decision makers aware, and gives them the guidance to make the progressive decisions for the business. There are automations in three categories: communication and collaboration, data and file management, and business operations management. Office automation. The backbone of office automation is a local area network, which allows users to transmit the data, mail, and even voice across the network. Here are some common pros and cons one must consider while choosing the solutions. What are the pros? Let's look at it. First is, the benefit is efficiency. Automation make your company more efficient as a business period. Second, accuracy. Especially for detailed jobs like accounting, automation such as ERP have safeguards to improve the accuracy of your work. So in organization, what is important that the decisions are not only taken on time, but they are taken basis on the accuracy of the data, which is supported by this system. Third is collaboration. Anyone who switches from email to chats during the had switched from emails to chats during the pandemic had seen how much better ideas flow through improved channel, right? But still, emailing remains as the authentic and administrative administration supporting decision making. So a lot of collaboration also happens when people opt for the chat and more brainstorming happens. Okay. Another pro is expense reduction. Automation reduces expenses by decreasing time that is spent on manual work, and in some cases by eliminating headcount. Well, that's not a very happy situation to know. That there is an eliminating of headcount. There also is a possibility of allowing people to take up different roles and economizing on the efficiency of tasks to be handled in HR department. Let's look at some of the cons. There are setup fees. Automations can have set of fees depending on how invasive they are. Like setting up of an ERP, a very strong and sturdy giant mechanism, it definitely makes the organization invest on a larger front. Training lag. Training the employees to use new tools can take time. It is not only orienting people and leaving them at that point. It is about making people have hands-on to what they are using. So there can be training lag, taking the entire organization through navigating the space can take time. There can be the initial bottlenecks that smooths over the period of time. Because as people start using it, there can be a lot of feedback which will come in, that which part, which steps people are getting stuck, whether there is a bandwidth which is available, whether at certain geographies the network is seamless and people could access the system at one go. There can be a training lag to be coped up with. So that also needs to be planned quite cautiously. There can be job redundancy. We just looked at it in an earlier point. The task automation software can remove the need for the project manager in some organizations, for example. But at the same time, people can be redeployed. They can be offered, as per their skill set, something which is required by the author. There can be redundancy in doing that particular task or the job. It may not be always getting rid of people. Technical dependency, most automations are cloud-based, most automations, which means the organization, the management depends on the internet connectivity to the work. Now this automation part, this growth can be attributed to for the following reasons. Volume of information and information explosion can happen. There can be increase in office cost and need to improve the office productivity and availability of equipment and skills. So these can be the grounds on which this entire endeavor is addressed to. The purpose can be for better utilization of human resource, improved quality of work, efficient decisions, better service for customer, and increased organizational effectiveness. Now these are supporting the automation part in the organization. Now let's look at HRIS data migration. There are different types of data migration. First one is storage migration. The storage migration is where a business migrates data from one storage location to another. So the place of storage, the location of storage is been shifted. It means moving data from one physical medium to another. Database are data storage media where data is structured in an organized way. Database are managed through database management system, which is called as DBMS. Second type of migration is application migration. Now, application migration occurs when an organization goes through the change in application software or changes in application vendor who had been supporting. Third type of migration is cloud migration. Cloud migration concerns the movement of data or application from a premise location to cloud or from one cloud environment to another. There is data center migration. A data center is a physical infrastructure used by organization to keep their critical applications and data. Business process migration. This type of migration is driven for the reason of merger and acquisitions, business optimization, or reorganization to address competitive challenges or enter new market. There are some foundational elements to every data migration effort. There is a requirement of system configuration. There is requirement of integrated tools to be used. There is requirement of looking at state of the data, data cleanliness, data cleaning, and data mapping. These are the foundational elements to while migrating the data from one location or from one application or from one agency or from one location to another. These are the areas to be looked at, which is the next system and what's its configuration, what are the various tools that are going to get utilized, what is the state of current state of the data, whether the data has to be cleaned prior it is entered or fed or mounted, and the data mapping. Data migration versus data integration. Let's look at data migration versus data integration. Unlike migration, dealing with the company's internal information, integration is about combining the data from multiple sources, from various sources, outside and inside the company into a single view. So migration is moving from one application, one place, one location to another. But integration is bringing the data together from multiple sources, from outside the organization, which is required for the business, or and inside the company, and actually making that information source as a one flowing source for the management information. It is an essential element of the data management strategy that enables connectivity between system and give access to the content across wide array of subjects. The consolidated database are a requirement, a must be, for accurate analysis, extracting business insights and reporting. To make particular business decisions, one cannot take a decision basis to a group of data or data a source. To arrive at certain decisions, one also requires a comparative data, a competitive data, the state of art data, the market data, and the availability of all these parts of information that makes a decision that comes from the decision maker or the management or the board or the function heads or department heads. It facilitates better decision making when the much required various data sources are pulled in and presented for a competitive decision making. Data migration is a one-way journey that ends once and for all the information transported to a target location. So it is more of a location bound. Integration, by contrast, can be a continuous process that involves streaming the real-time data and sharing information across system. So it is not dependent completely on the archive data. The historical data can help to take a decision, but the real-time data helps the management and the organization to be at par, which is a customer requirement, which is a market requirement, which is a regulatory requirement. So here, today we have seen the various applications which are required for construction of the strategic HRIS. Thank you.